A reading from the second book of Samuel. David did what displeased the Lord, and the Lord sent the prophet Nathan to David. Nathan said to David, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I rescued you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your bosom, and gave you the house of Israel and of Judah. If that had been too little, I would have added as much more. Why have you despised the word of the Lord to do what is evil in his sight? You have struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and have taken his wife to be your wife. You have killed Uriah with the sword of the Ammonites. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, for you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife." David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan said to David, "Now the Lord has put away your sin. You shall not die." The word of the Lord.
God, forgive the wrong I have done. Lord, forgive the wrong I have done. Blessed is the one whose fault is taken away, whose sin is covered. Blessed the man to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, in whose spirit there is no guile. Lord, forgive the wrong I have done. I acknowledged my sin to you. My guilt I covered not. I said, "I confess my faults to the Lord," and you took away the guilt of my sin. Lord, forgive the wrong I have done. You are my shelter. From distress you will preserve me. With glad cries of freedom, you will ring me round. Lord, forgive the wrong I have done. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you just. Exalt, all you upright of heart. Lord, forgive the wrong I have done.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. We know that a person is justified not by the works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. And we have come to believe in Christ Jesus, so that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by doing the works of the law. Because no one will be justified by the works of the law. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God. For if justification comes through the law, then Christ died for nothing. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Now there was a Pharisee who invited Jesus to dinner. When Jesus entered his house, he took his place at table. Now in that city, there was a woman, a public sinner. And when she heard that Jesus was in the Pharisee's house, she came into the house carrying an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind Jesus and, weeping, she bathed his feet and dried them with her hair. She kissed his feet and she poured ointment on his feet. When the Pharisee into whose house Jesus had come saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were truly a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is, for she is a sinner." Jesus then said to him, "Simon, there is something I have to tell you." And he said, "Speak, teacher." And Jesus said, "Once there was a creditor who had two debtors. One owed him 500 coins, the other owed him 50 coins. And since neither of them had the ability to repay the debt, he forgave both debts. So now I ask you, which of them will love him more?" The Pharisee said, I assume the one for whom he forgave the larger debt." Jesus said, "You speak rightly." Then he said, "Look at this woman. I came into your house, and you did not give me water to wash my feet. And yet with her tears she has washed my feet and dried them with her hair. You greeted me with no kiss, and yet since I've come into the house, she has not ceased kissing my feet. And you did not anoint my head with oil. And she who is here has anointed my feet with the ointment. I tell you, this woman's sin, many as they are, have been forgiven her. And it's because of that that her love is great. Those who have been forgiven little show forth little love." And then Jesus turned to the woman and said, "Your sins are forgiven you." And those who sat around the table said to one another, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Then Jesus said to her, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.